Happy summer solstice, everybody. Today, June 21st, we celebrate the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. For me, it's always a surprise because it seems to come so early. The winter solstice in December fits the date. It's so dark, especially in Montreal, where I usually am during the winter. Sunsets around 4 and rises around 7:30, or so it seems. It's a dark time, and not my favorite. I've livened up my winters over the past few years with some winter running. I run throughout the winter. Snow, ice storms, minus 20 temperatures. Nothing stops me because I won't be beaten by the winter. I feel like a tough guy when I get home, or a badass lady, but it's not like I really enjoy it. It's not my favorite. Nope, I'm a sun person, through and through. It always bugs me when people do that thing, most women recognize this, of telling me what I really feel, which is what they know I really feel, instead of what I actually really feel. So my reality is that I love temperatures over 30 Celsius. Humid, dry, doesn't even matter. Bring it on. But people say, oh, well, I live in blah, 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 and I know more than you, and I know that you don't like temperatures over 30. And anyway, that aside, the fact is that it's summer solstice today, and what should we do to celebrate? Well, here's the odd thing. Lots of people here in the Northern Hemisphere celebrate today, the longest day of the year, the day when the sun shines more than any other day. But this is what makes humans so compelling, so attractive, endearing, and profoundly weird, to me anyway. Because if it's the longest day, well, they can't get any longer, right? And so that means they're going to get shorter from now on. So we're celebrating the passing of time, the inevitable movement from light to dark. We're celebrating our full knowledge that the days will always get shorter. The moon will wax and wane. Our lives will become fuller and emptier, and fuller again, and emptier again. And life moves on in one big circle, or figure eight, kind of in spite of us. We are celebrating the impermanence of things that is so tightly bound with the permanence of things. You all out there who are pregnant right now, take this time to really feel what is going on inside your wonderful body. You are making a human. Don't be too anxious about meeting your baby. You've already met. Be easy on yourself. Make sure you have a chance to experience your body this way, as it's not going to last. Soon enough, you will start to bring your baby earthside, and then you will be two. And those of you with little children, I know they can be annoying and you can feel isolated, angry, regretful, passionate, guilty, and you might sometimes wish for a time machine to go back to before kids. But remember, this too shall pass, and so quickly. Just like the longest day will so quickly become the shortest day, and before you know it, there's your tiny newborn with a newborn of his own. And then you're a granny. You've joined the granny club. And suddenly, you're the mother to adults and the grandmother to another small human. And you feel your heart stretch and stretch, and you hope it won't burst. And it won't, because this is another longest day. And as the world turns, the days become shorter, and then they'll become longer again. And so it goes. Spread the love.